Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Yeah, welcome back. We are the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, morning, Jop. And welcome back to the Grilling Guys on the Cumulus Broadcasting Network. We're so happy to be with the Cumulus family. We are now ready to launch on the Cumulus satellite, and we will be available nationwide. We're available nationwide right now on the internet, but pretty soon we'll be at a station like where your cousins live.
Yeah, Bob's cutting big deals right now. But, hey, Bob, let's talk about that Southwest Burger from Kodiak Jack's. You were out there in Montana doing a little work this last week, and you ran into some just another bunch of good folks out there.
I'm telling you, I love America. I love traveling this country. Montana is one of the coolest states you could ever want to visit anyway, just because it is so glorious. The landscape, the wildlife, the terrain, it is such a cool state. If you've never been there, it's worth the trip. Yellowstone, all those cool mountains. I was actually in the Bitterroot Valley, and I traveled the entire valley, and I came upon a place that was just a sweet little restaurant, and they had something called the Southwestern Burger, and the place is called Kodiak Jack's. It's in Hamilton, Montana. Chef Trevine came up with this thing, and when they brought it to the table, my heart almost stopped beating. It was so gorgeous. So I got the recipe from him. Good dude. So here's how it goes. It's 2 pounds of lean ground beef, a pound of bacon fried and chopped, a half cup of chopped jalapenos, half a cup of shredded jack cheese, and then quarter cup mayo, 2 teaspoons of 100% Pain hot sauce, chopped lettuce, sliced tomatoes, dill pickles. So what you do is you combine the bacon, the mayo, the cheese, and the jalapenos, and the hot sauce in a saucepan, and you cook that mixture up, and you make this slurry, and it reduces down into like a runny refried bean texture. And then you make up your patties. You just grill your patties, whatever you're grilling on. And then you put your patties on the buns, and you put like a generous mixture of that. It's like a pate or something on your burger. And then you put your lettuce, tomato, onion, whatever else you want on the other side. And the presentation's gorgeous because when you put that little mixture on the burger, it kind of mounds up a little bit, you know, and it looks like I don't know. It looks awesome, but when you taste it, I mean, you will be begging for buttermilk. It is off the chain. And that's Kodiak Jack's. They're in Hamilton, Montana. Good place.
Yeah, we'll have that on the GrillingGuys.com website. It's already up there. And speaking of the website, check us out at thegrillingguys.com and join our grilling club. Here's a gentleman with a Stormy Cromer on, walking right by me. It's my first day wearing a Stormy Cromer, but that's live radio.
Boy, there he goes. Squirrel!
Yeah. But check us out on thegrillingguys.com, the Grilling Club. Join that. It's going to be a bunch of like-minded people. We're not going to charge anything. We're trying to put this thing together. We're getting close. We've got a tremendous response from all of you guys. But we're going to be having monthly meetings where we get together at places like Sobey's Meats over here on Remembrance Road.
March 14th.
Where we are today. March 14th
is
what?
March 14th is the first meeting.
Okay.
March 14th, 6 o'clock at Schmoe's. And that's going to be our first Grilling Guys meeting. What a perfect place. They've got the beer garden. They've got the grills in the back. I'm going to bring my tech and maybe one of the little good ones. And we're just going to have some fun. All you have to do is show up, bring a piece of meat, something you want to throw on the grill, your favorite thing, and we're going to do a little grill off right there.
Yeah, and the idea of this thing is to get some like-minded people together, share recipes, share techniques, and just make everybody a little bit better griller, meet some friends that like the same things you like. Just a great social event, and we're going to kick this thing off in March at Schmoe's.
That's right. It's not a singles club, okay?
But anyway, you know, another great thing that's coming in March is the 8th through the 18th is Gilda's Club of Grand Rapids is having their second annual Laugh Fest. It's going to be all over downtown. There's over 200 comics with 40 different venues over a 10-day period. And I have got the honor of working with them on this, helping them put it together. And they have asked me to host Rodney Carrington when he comes into town. So I'm going to be his personal butler, chauffeur, and gopher when he's in town. I think he's coming in on the 17th of March. Holy cow, that's St. Patty's Day.
And it should be
a lot of fun. But his
at least it wasn't Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. You know, that'd be an insult.
Well, we all know about the respect or lack thereof that you give me, Bob. So it wouldn't be nothing new. But... But anyway, Gilda's Club, if you want to find out more about that Laugh Fest, it's laughfestgr.org. All together, laughfestgr.org. Give it a look because they're raising some money for some wonderful programs that Gilda's does for grief and cancer support in this community, something that's near and dear to my heart. This organization has helped us personally in my family, and we want to make sure that the Girling guys get behind this thing and help them make it as successful as they can.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, we are the Grilling Guys on the Cumulus Broadcast Network. Right now, we're in Grand Rapids at Sobey Meats, and I'm chewing on one of his homemade hot sticks with cheese. Oh, man.
Yeah, we can tell.
Ah, it is so good.
Yeah, he smokes those right in the back. Tim gave me a little tour of Sobey's Meats here, 3450 Remembrance Road, northwest side of Grand Rapids. 50-foot meat counter, guys, going on here. They have it all. It's all cut fresh right here.
It's a mob scene.
Got a huge seafood selection. I tell you what, we got here about 8 o'clock this morning, got the good one set up out front, got the tech set up, and we're cooking, smoking, grilling. And this place has been buzzing since we walked by. Here comes my guy with the Stormy Cromer again.
Now he's got his hands full.
Yeah, now he's got a salmon fillet.
You need a shopping basket, dude.
He's got a salmon fillet, a whole beef loin, and something else he's got packaged up there. But I tell you what, this is a man's store. When we came back on the top of this hour, we played our rap song, and I'm not kidding you, there were 30 people with their heads bouncing standing at a meat counter.
I see a lot of women here, so I wouldn't say it's just a man's store. There's a lot of mamas in here, too, getting their daily victuals.
Yeah, tell you what, it is. But this is a cool place. We're out at Sobey's Meats. He's got some great sales going on. That salmon that I was talking about is $6.99 a pound. You can't touch that anywhere for that price. It's wild caught.
Usually about 20 to
right.
24.
It's wild caught Alaskan sockeye salmon. It's very good. We've already grilled some up. We're going to be grilling more of it today as we're here. Sea scallops, T-bones for $7.69 a pound, porterhouse $7.89 a pound. You cannot beat this. If you're in Grand Rapids and you're listening to us, make the trip. It's a beautiful day. Come on over to Sobey's Meats on Remembrance Road. There's some great deals, great food. You're not going to get better meat anywhere you go. Coming up next, we're going to talk with our friend from Higher
Jasper
Ground
Miller.
Brewery, from Jasper Miller. He's another one of Bob's Montana friends. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Your eyes, girl, look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.